I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. The most fortunate among us manage to find a truly good friend or two early in life who stick with us for decades through all of the inevitable thick and thin moments. These are the friends we can call at 2 a.m. if need be, the friends whose sentences we can finish, the friends whose arms provide solace during really difficult times, and whose tears of joy during the sweetest times of our lives make them that much sweeter. Thomas Aquinas wrote, "There is nothing on this earth more to be prized than true friendship." As we hear from this week's essayist, Maureen Nagel, these are the friends we need to be with when it matters most.
There is no kind of best friend like a middle school best friend. I know this because I spend my days with middle schoolers in my English classroom, and I witness them through their roller coaster days, from elated screeches to catastrophic tears, somehow making it through what has been called the most awkward years of our lives because of the friends by their sides. And of course, I know this because I too suffered through those years with my own crew. My girls are the friends who got me through middle school, and 20 years later are also the friends who for the past year have been supporting one of us, Leslie, through a devastating diagnosis, non-smoking lung cancer, stage 4. Within days of first hearing the news, we had flights booked. We converged at Northwestern Hospital in Chicago, only to find her utterly exhausted family in desperate need of a break. Through tears, her mother Barbara told us, "We've all been sharing bedside duty, rotating nights for the past month, but now that you girls are here, we know we can leave her in your hands." We took turns holding Leslie's hand into the dark hours of that night. Though she was unable to speak, we knew she was in pain, probably confused, and definitely scared. We whispered to her how incredibly amazed we were by her strength, a strength that had already gotten her through brain radiation, brain and heart surgeries, and amidst all of this had given birth to her second child, baby Camden. Eventually, day broke, its light carrying us into a new year where Leslie's tumors have shrunk. Her laugh has returned, and her spirit has inspired our bonds to grow even stronger. We take turns visiting her now, walking with her around her neighborhood, playing with her adorable children, and giggling about every embarrassing moment that we won't let each other forget as much as we'd want to. Adulthood had taken us all in different directions, to cities across the country to grow our families and pursue our dreams. But we are a crew who will drop everything to be at each other's sides, to hold a hand, offer a strength, whisper a truth. I believe that by surviving those most awkward years of middle school together, we built unbreakable bonds to get us through the dark nights and to celebrate the sunshine that is our lifelong friendship.
Maureen Fitzgerald Nagel grew up in Barrington and now resides in Pawtucket. She's a writer, runner, and mother who teaches middle school English at Moses Brown School in Providence. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.